All right, this is the first episode of Culture Shock Nation, and this is what we're talking about today is revitalizing marriages. So we have with us Corey and Alexis, right? All right. So explain just a little bit of who you are and how you all met.
I actually met my wife through MySpace. I met her on MySpace, and what happened was she sent me an invite, and the invite profile picture that she sent me, it was like she was doing modeling at the time. Okay. So I was real hesitant to accept it because, you know, when you see things like that on the internet, you kind of like, oh man, is this a real page? You know, you don't know what's really going on.
Right now he's getting catfish.
Right. So what I did is I accepted it. And from there, I just kept looking at it and I was like, and then something just like, I just went out on a whim. And mm-hmm. I was like, hey, you know, is this your real page? Mm-hmm. And this and that. And then she was like, no. And she sent me her actual real page. And when she sent me her real page, I did comparisons to the face and everything else to see the kids and everything else. So that's how we actually met. And we talked on the phone for about a good month before we actually met face to face, you know. And then when we first met face to face, it was ironic. I met her at on Fifth Avenue when Bennigan's was open. Okay. That's where she was working there at the time. And ironic how we both have the exact same type of car, but different colors.
Wow.
We both have Pontiac
Sunfires. Yeah, 1995 Pontiac Sunfire. Hers was purple. Mine was kind of like a pink.
It was pink.
So, that's how we met. We've been together going on a total of 13 years strong.
Congratulations.
Total, what, Mary?
Nine years married.
Yeah.
In September.
Oh. Yeah. I think we dated for about good, I think, 3, maybe 4 years before I actually decided to, you know, get married.
Well, we decided, alone.
You know, when we decided to get married, but, yeah, that's what's been going on, man. We here together. We strong, bro.
Okay. Well, you kind of dive into my next question, you know, but how long have y'all been together, you know, as far as dating wise, friendship wise, then how long you been married? You asked that question already, so I ain't got to go into that one.
Okay.
So,
okay.
I know for us, we've been going on, we're going on 10 in July. Lord help us. we're going on 10 in July. We've been together, it'd be what, 12 years?
Yeah.
12 years together. Longest relationship I've ever had. the next question I'm gonna ask is like, I'm gonna ask this question first and I want you guys to give me your honest answer. Okay. So, did you see yourself with each other? And I asked that because we couldn't see ourselves together at all. You know, we got together from a friend of a friend. That's right. How we, you know, met each other. And so I was doing my own thing. She was doing her own thing. So she wasn't my type and I wasn't her type.
Right. Okay.
But, you know, through the year, you know, maybe like, 6 months later, we started to get real serious. Mm-hmm. We broke up.
Yeah, as you got closer to going to the Navy.
Yeah. Ooh. Tough times. Tough times.
Okay. You know,
I was 175 pounds when we got together. And now I'm pushing 3. So.
Yeah, something like that.
And she stuck and stayed. So I'm happy about that. So did you guys see yourselves with one another? Like, was Alexis, was Corey your type? The type of guy that you would go for?
Well, for me, I really didn't have a type. It was just more of who's going to treat me right, you know.
Okay.
And I was doing the same, you know, for him. As time kept going by, I would say like 4 months into us talking is when we really started hitting off into an actual relationship, to where we decided it was just going to be me and him.
Okay.
I make this story and I laugh when I think about it sometimes, because Corey was talking to a couple of women as he was talking to me at the time, but it was just so it was almost like the process of elimination, so to speak. I make a little joke about that, but but it seems like out of the women he was talking to, he called me the most. So I'm thinking, apparently as it was going, I was more his type, so to speak, because I made him laugh, even to this day. Still, he makes me laugh. You know, like I said, it's almost like my goofy match just goofy. So
there you go.
It just seemed like as time kept going by, it was just working. And we never really looked at the time. We never even looked at it. We just went with the flow and let things happen naturally. Because from our previous, we, you know, tried to do that stuff and it was just like, it's not working. So we just went with the flow and just flow naturally. And then everything just clicked.
I got you.
I could see myself with her, but I didn't know how far, you know, it would go, just because the girl I was talking to before I started talking to her, man, that's another story all on its own. But the more and more, I say for me, after a month, I knew that I could see myself being with her. Mm-hmm. After a total of 4 months, I knew, I was like, this is somebody I know I can marry, because it came down to a point where I was working a job I wasn't happy with. I didn't like it. I was doing security guard work. And all of a sudden, I went from 40 hours down to like 20. And I'm like,
oh, okay.
Man, I can't do this no more. I was like, and she looked me dead square in my eyes. When she did it, it was no laughter. It was straight serious. She was like, look, I want you to leave that job. And don't worry about it. We're going to be okay. And right then and now, when she told me that, I know, it's like, you know what? This is the woman that I'm meant to marry. This is the woman I'm meant to be, because it showed me that we get married, mm-hmm. no matter what happens. If anything happened, I know she gonna step up. She gonna hold us down. She not gonna put me down. She not gonna sit here and kick me down. She gonna be like, look, it's all right. You having a moment. Because she tell me that every now and then when I'm having a moment. It's okay. You know what I'm saying? Have your moment, but it's okay. Yeah. I need you to get yourself back up, mm-hmm. dust yourself off, because I need you. These kids need you. And I can do this by myself, but I prefer not to do it by myself, because I need you.
Yeah.
Because, and it all ends, is that I'm not worried about the money. I'm not worried about the lifestyle we live in. I'm worried about that conversation. Who am I going to be able to conversate with? Who am I going to be able to laugh and joke with? You know? And that's what basically what our marriage is, man. We laugh and joke so much, man, that when we argue, you be like, are they really arguing? Or are they joking around with each other? It's more like we serious,
mm-hmm.
and we hear each other and we understand each other. So like, yeah, from that moment, man, I know, I was like, yeah, this is why I was destined to marry, man, because if something happened to me, she gonna hold us down.
Yeah.
And she not gonna let me stay down. She'll let me know, like, hey, you know, such and such doing a job fair, this place hiring, that place hiring. And then on top of that, I say, well, I think she really loved me more so when she came home and the kids was already taken care of,
mm-hmm.
house was clean, food on the table, whatever. She was like, I ain't got to worry about nothing. I just come home, kick the feet up, and he listens to me. I talk about my job. And I just sit there and I just listen. And I just let her. I let her get her 30 minutes in. And then I'll be like, all right, man, you done. You don't talk about that job no more. You upset? Let it go. Move on. We're on to the next. So, yeah. So, well,
wait, what was this about?
No, I'm just messing with her.
She messing with me.
Yeah. So just a little bit basis of what's going to happen here today is that we're going to ask you about if you can go back to your first year self of marriage your fifth year self of marriage, and you know, what would you tell that? What would you tell them? What would you explain to them? Because the whole idea here is to really focus and hit on the successes of marriage, the myths of marriage, you know, because you got a lot of people out there who just, they get this idea that marriage is supposed to be one way. And, you know, what we found out, and I'm pretty sure what you guys found out, is that every marriage is different. You know, the biggest myth, and to me, in my opinion, the biggest lie ever told to anybody about marriage is 50-50, because that's a lie.
Yes.
It is not 50-50, because there are going to be some times where, you know, I can only give you 40, you got to put in the 60. There are times when you can give me 10, I got to put in the 90. So marriage is not 50-50. And I think that is the biggest myth in marriage today. And, you know, especially in an era of what they call it, reality TV, when we got all this Bridezilla and all this stuff going on like that, and Say Yes to the Dress and all this, people get, they get enticed in a false reality of what marriage really is. And so, you know, we have learned over our close to 10 years, I'm sure you guys have learned too, marriage is work.
Man.
Marriage is, once you get off your job, you coming to another job.
Yeah.
You know, you got to be that husband, you got to be that wife. And when you add kids to the mix, now you got to be a parent, you know? So I commend anyone who has made it to the first 5 years of marriage.
The first year.
So I'm gonna ask you first. If you can go to your number one, your first year of marriage, and we all gonna just follow suit, first year of marriage, right? What would you tell? Oh, by the way, this is Hershey. I'm sorry.
I know who she is. We are
30 minutes into this and he just
Yeah, first year of marriage. If you can go back to think about that question. No, we on spot. So you can go back to the first year of marriage. What would you tell first year Hershey? And then what would you tell fifth year Hershey?
Buckle your seatbelts. It's going to be a ride. Because it was a doozy. I would tell myself, take it slow. Don't take on the pressures of the world to be the perfect wife. Because there is no perfect wife. That's what I would have told myself.
All right, Miss Alexis, what you got?
I guess for me, because this was my first marriage, you know, I'm about the same thing, you know, just take it slow. Everything can't be done in one day, one day at a time. You know, just basically check on everybody's needs or whatever. Communication for me, because I guess it's mainly the foundation from the first one. Early on, because I guess for us, that's all we have done. So you know how I feel, I know how I feel, and it's getting to the point where we don't even have to communicate through mouth no more. I can just look at him, he look at me.
Mm-hmm.
I know what he's thinking and saying, he knows what I'm thinking and saying. It's almost crazy, or I would think something like, ooh, I could go for a steak and I'm cooking it. You know, that type of thing.
That's wonderful. One of those things that just, it's the beauty of marriage, I'm telling you.
The first year, it was pretty much like that, the same. And two, I was also pregnant too around that time too. So
okay.
At that time, I was just thinking about just getting this big boy out because he didn't want to leave.
Inside the house or home to this day.
Come on, Milk Dud, what you got?
First year marriage, I was basically telling myself, man, just remember to trust within yourself, trust within your marriage, and to remember not to let everyone in your marriage. Mm-hmm. Your marriage is between you and your wife. What you guys go through is what you guys go through. It's okay for asking for outside advice, but sticking together and knowing what's going on inside your marriage, you got to stick to that and stick to your guns on that, because If you let the outside distraction and the outside world in your marriage, then your marriage is going to crumble apart.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Most definitely. So
trust yourself, trust each other, and don't let people in your marriage. That'd be the first thing I tell my myself in the first year of marriage.
All right. Mm-hmm. And that's on me now. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. What I would tell myself first year of marriage is you're going to make mistakes. You're not perfect. Stop trying to be. Mm-hmm. My first year, like, I tried to be the perfect husband, and I failed miserably. I put too much pressure on myself to do B, mm-hmm. that I collapsed under my own pressure. I would tell myself, make mistakes, learn from them, but make them.
Yeah.
So, you ready to go into the fifth year?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Corey, you first.
All right, fifth year marriage. So I'll have to say what we went to that fifth year. I think that was right around, was that during, was that 2015? Was that Marlon?
No, fifth year was 17.
17. Oh, I would definitely tell myself at that time, hey, now remember what you did to marry this woman, which you did to bring her to you, you gotta keep that. Mm-hmm. You gotta keep that, man. Hey, and what I mean is like all the little small things. Yeah. You tell me all the time, remember all the little small things, those are what matters the most, not the big things.
Yeah.
Because my wife is not, she's not a big person. You don't have to do a lot. Just remember that the little things that you did to make her happy, continue to do those little things, and you're gonna survive. You're gonna keep going because that's what's gonna keep your marriage going. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I would tell myself in fifth year marriage.
All right.
Well, for me in the fifth year, because I guess for me having children. And only a woman can relate to this. You know, your body don't look the same. And you're wondering, is your husband still attracted to you?
Yep.
And you do question these things and you wonder, like, does he still find me attractive? So yeah, rule number one, I said, do not try to kill yourself trying to get back to the way you were before you first got married. That's just, it's not gonna happen. This is what he chose from the jump.
Yes, and yes.
They had to tell me that a few times because at the beginning I'm like, oh, you know, I don't look like I did. But he's like, I don't care. I love you just the way you are. I don't care. Yeah. You own 10, 20 pounds. It don't matter. Because he saw what my body was doing. You know?
Yeah.
He loved me for that. So I would say to myself in fifth year, you know, he's going to love you no matter what. So just keep the faith and just keep doing you and do the best that you can to make yourself and
him. All right, now for me, for my fifth year, I would tell myself, listen with your ears first and then let you listen with your heart.
Explain.
So and what I'm still learning to this day is don't take it personal.
Okay.
You know, listen to what she's saying with your ears, comprehend what she's saying, and then feel what she's saying. Because if I can listen, if I can hear, if I can comprehend, then I'll feel it the right way. Mm-hmm. Instead of me feeling what you say first and then hearing you.
Because it can be offensive.
So, you know, if she would tell me something, you know, and I would hear it and feel it in my heart, I get offended. I get hurt. Instead of listening to the from the place of where it was coming from, a place of love and compassion, you know, and then processing that and feeling that, you know, I could have saved myself a lot of heartache and a lot of pain. Okay. And a lot of nights on the couch.
So for me, 5 years in was in 2016. So we had experienced a miscarriage of our twin boys. We had went through some traumatic issues in our marriage as far as a sense of infidelity, right? And so for me, I was just, I would tell myself then, and I was part of the problem because I didn't feel, right? I was a thinker, but not a feeler. And I'm also a caretaker, which means I'm trying to heal everybody else and thinking that I am invincible, forgetting that I have problems that I have to work on. I have traumas that I've went through that are still affecting me, but it's not in the forefront of my mind. So I think I'm perfect and I got to help everybody else. And I would tell myself in 5 years, self-reflect and start to heal. Because if you don't, it will hurt your marriage.
That was deep.
Oh, did I go too deep? I'm sorry.
That was deep. So to both of to all of us, how do you know your spouse is really smiling?
One word. Because I say it to her all the time. I say, good morning, love, or hey, love. When I say that, I know she's smiling. To hear that coming from me, and not just to hear it, but she feels it, I know she's smiling. I get to, that's all I got. Hey, love, she's smiling from ear to ear.
I got you.
I know.
I didn't have to ask.
Yeah, some ribs or Pepsi's. We know. That's favorite food. Pepsi, lemon heads, or some Hershey's chocolate. Yeah, that's how I know.
See? He knows.
Somebody thought we should have all reality shows.
You should do it.
Yeah, I'll watch it. What's a habit of yours that you've now adopted, but what's a habit of your spouse's that you've now adopted but wish you hadn't?
Oh God, I'm ready for that one.
I think I know where you're going.
Yeah.
I think I know.
You probably do. I think she knows what mine is. What I'm gonna say about what habit I picked up from her, so I'm gonna let her answer it and take if she's right or not.
All right.
Picking stuff up with your feet.
That is.
So you pick stuff up with your feet?
Man, so listen. You know, I'm the kind of guy like I will walk around in socks all day long. I used to be, you know, and then I met her. She walks around barefoot. You know, and I'm like, all right, that's cool. But then she'll start, I'm like, hey, can you hand me that right there? And she'll just use her toes to grab it. And I'm saying, and like all my kids do it. Like all of them, and I'm saying, like, oh my God, this is like something that's like just taking over my house. And then one day she said, hey, can you get this for me? And I just picked it up with my foot. And I said, Oh, I do it.
It's right there, you know.
There you go. Like, really, I'm like,
it's really a skill. You gotta try it.
Nah, not. Maybe when I get better, I'll try it.
I can do the scooping. I don't know about the picking up on
it. Yeah. This next question is, where are we going? So where are you going together?
Where do you see yourself?
Where do you see yourself in the future?
Hopefully traveling again.
Honestly, we joke around it all the time. You remember that scene on Mr. and Mrs. Brooks where they always trying to like harm each other, kill each other.
All set booby traps.
Right.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We still together.
Yeah.
You know, like, I see us still together, but I see us, hopefully, like she said, traveling more. I see us, hopefully, in the home that we want to be in.
Mm-hmm.
And I see us, hopefully, having it to the point where we're in that home where we got our kids coming over, visiting and everything else. And hopefully, they coming over with their children. But in the in the end, I see us together. Like, man, it's no time frame, no anything. I see us together forever.
Yeah. That work.
That's why I see us going.
Okay.
Yeah, because I see us that way too. Like I said, I want to continue to be happily married.
Yeah.
Because we were just talking about this not too long ago, how we see these couples who either been together or married for decades.
Yeah.
All of a sudden they call it quits. And it just made me wonder from the beginning what made you guys stay together that long. And then all of a sudden today you decide to say, right, I'm done. I don't want to be with this person. It was just weird. Like, to me, it doesn't make any sense. And made me question why y'all get married in the first place. I mean, yeah, especially that long. Two, 3 decades,
also,
I'm done.
When we see ourselves, well, where I see us going is building a legacy, you know. This is just a start for us. You know, we are entrepreneurs, we're starting our own businesses. So building an empire, you know, not working for someone for the rest of our life, you know, working for ourselves, putting our own money into ourselves, you know, and really showing our kids, you know, what it's like to really live life, you know? I tell her for the past like 4 or 5 months, I've been telling her, she like, we're gonna take these kids to Rome one day. You know, that's what I'm working toward, to take them to Rome, see something they've never seen.
Right.
You know, for them to experience something they never experienced before. And then from Rome, you know, you go to Paris, and from Paris, you go to, you know, Chile or wherever. You just, I want us to have complete autonomy over our life. So, you know, within the next 4 to 5 years, I plan on us, you know, passing the thousandaire spot, you know, and walking our way into the millionaire spot.
Gotcha.
Okay.
So what's the last
thing? And so the last thing before we get off, this is what I want to do from this episode on of Culture Shock Nation is, if you can say one word, one statement, or one sentence to the masses, to those who will watch this now and in the future, what would that one statement, word, or phrase, or whatever, what would it be?
Concerning marriage.
Mine would be communication. Bottom line, communication. Because I believe that as long as you two communicate to each other, there should be no reason why nobody knows what's going on between the two of y'all.
Love one another, trust one another, communicate, respect one another. Because those four things, man, if you got all those four things, man, that builds your foundation for your marriage.
But we're going to go ahead and close this one out. Everyone, if you like this episode, please like and subscribe to the YouTube channel. Like and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all the other podcast app media outlets. I got all of them. Trust and believe. So, again, this is Corey and Alexis Spencer, and I thank you guys so much for being a part.
Thank you.
This was wonderful. I enjoyed myself. We had a good laugh. We had a good conversation. And until next time, which we will have a next time, we'll probably do another marriage section or bring you guys on for the business section. So we don't know. So we'll see. Okay? All right. Thank y'all so much for being on the first episode of Culture Shock Nation, Revitalizing Marriages. Y'all have a good night. And get those kids some food.
Take care. Have a good one.